I'm telling you, you choose to believe or unbelieve. I mean, if you're not going to believe God, you will disbelieve Him. I mean, after you become a Christian, you know, the Bible says that we're not ignorant. You can start it, Beth. God's Word is Seed, part two. I told her, I said, I don't really know how I'm going to go this morning because He ain't give me line upon line, you know, and everything. But how many knows that the kingdom of God stands sure, the Bible says? And there's a lot of prophecies over the years that me and Teresa listened to, credible people. And some things has come to pass, and I mean, things are happening and are going to happen. There's some things that is written in the Bible. There will be a one world government. There will be the Antichrist released. There will be a catching away of the saints, you know. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with hearing, and we need to hear prophecy. I mean, credible prophecy. Now, theory people, don't too much listen to them. You know, that's just their theory of what could happen and store up and gather up and all of that stuff, you know. Because I can find in the Bible where God led His people. He told Joseph, He called for a 7-year famine, and God told Joseph, give him a dream. He went and told the dream, and God told Joseph to store up for 7 years. I mean, and he did. He stored up for 7 years. The famine hit, and all his people and everybody else was preserved because of the obedience of God. And so God will lead you. If He leads you to do something, then that's what you do. But never, 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 and hear me real clear, never base what you do on fear. Fear is not your friend. Fear will cause you to not trust. Listen, the presence of fear in mine and your life is a indicator that we don't have faith. Did you hear me? Fear, if you are yielding to fear, then that tells me and everybody, and you should, you don't have faith. You're not in faith. If you yield to fear, if you're yielding to fear, you are not in faith. I know you're quiet, and I mean, but we got to hear this. Because fear, the Bible says, God has not given me and you a spirit of fear. All through the Bible, God told them, fear not. Why? Because fear is your enemy. But He give you power, love, and a sound mind. Fear will not let you have a sound mind. Fear will rob you of a sound mind. It'll rob you of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not to fear what man can do to us. That's what the Bible says. We're not to be fearing, you know. Somebody told me the other day, whoa, it's getting crazy. I said, oh, yeah. I said, you've got all these millions of illegal, not good, some, not all of them, but a lot of them, not good intentions and all of that, that is released into the United States of America. I said, in just a few years down the road, we will begin to see the ungodly and the bad results. Them being over here and not determined to do things God's way and the right way, and they are here not to do good. They think they're here to prosper. See, when I go to Mexico over there, I get my card, I get everything, I get all my ducks in a row. Why? Because I want to be there legal. They will shoot you over there if they find out you don't have your card. I was warned of that. And, you know, and so, but see, what I'm saying, back to me, I'm over here and I'm like, I'm going to do it the right way. I want to be right, man, so I can go over there and feel free to go in the grocery stores and feel free. I was not there to do no evil. I was there and did it the right way and these things are set up, you know, the borders and all of that. God did it. Look, if we didn't have God, if we didn't have authority, I mean all of those over there that call us Westerners, idolaters, that we are the devil to them, and they believe in their mind and Quran and everything else that we are to be wiped off of the face of the planet. That it is their God-given anointing, but their God is not our God. that is their God-given anointing to come and destroy us, infidels. And I mean, it's hard for us over here because we are a people that love, like Teresa brought it up, see. And now we, the people, have to be rooted and grounded in God's Word. And I mean, settled on what is right and wrong from the Bible, not based on what the world is trying to get us to believe, so that we water down faith and we water down the Word with this we're just supposed to let everybody be what they are and all. That's fine, you know, but when you try to bring it down to us and want us to change so that God's judgment comes on us, we are not going. Come on, somebody. Now I'm not a politician, but I am a Bible person. I read in the Bible, praise God, that they didn't bow to the music. I read in the Bible, praise God, I mean, Paul stood up, rebuked them because of their fornication and sex outside of marriage men laying with men. He covered all that in there. He covered it. Women with women, leaving your own natural and going after strange flesh. Teresa read it. Humans with animals. I mean, this planet has got really tough. We're this thing now, we got YouTube, and and it's just coming out. And before you know it, praise God, it'll seem like it's just the normal. It's just natural. Why? Because we're going along, I'm not going to stand up. No, we need to vote out and vote in. And we need to stand up. Teresa's got some in her own family. You know, when she told one time, she said, you know, I don't agree with that lifestyle, don't you? See, a lot of people is afraid to say it. Why? Because she wasn't afraid to say it because the Bible says that God hates that it's an abomination to Him. I've got some in my family, and I'm not going to go along with the boys. They feel like they, you know, were supposed to be a girl and all of that. And they feel like they're supposed to have a man and not a woman. I don't agree with that. Why? Because the Bible says, and I'm saying this for a reason. I mean, God is saying this for a reason. Because the Bible says that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And He created Adam and Eve for the production of this planet, for the fulfilling of it. There's no way a man is going to have a baby. If you do, I want to own a bunch of them guys. But see, you know, it's trying to push it on us now, you know, that we are haters. The church is haters if we stand against that. The church is haters if we stand against women with women and men with men. We don't love. I mean, Satan's a liar. We love you. That's why we're going to stand here in the truth. And if we have to be persecuted and go to jail for it and these things, we going to do it for you. Even though you think we are against you, how you feel, we've learned in here that we don't walk by how we feel. Sometimes I feel like getting out and busting somebody's teeth out, but I've not done it in a long time. Why? Because I love. I love them, although I need to straighten them out. I don't do by how I feel. And we're not going to suppress God's Word and God's truth based on what y'all think. Whether it is the government or they want to pull my 501c, have it. I don't need it. The church can pay taxes. I don't care if it comes down to money and the truth, 501's gone. And if the government ever tries to control me, I'm kicking them out. And if they don't like it, send them over here and try to shoot me. I done found out that God said that He is my rear guard and the faith is my shield. Right? Hallelujah. And so, now, but come on down to our life right now. I'm not tolerating sickness in my body. The Bible says I'm the healed of God. And you got to not, I mean, we can't be lax about it. Well, the doctor said, the doctor's not the final say if we're going to believe what God says. The doctor's not the final say. I heard a testimony, a lady that, you know, she went to Southwest Believers Convention. I don't know when it was. But anyhow, she had been in pain for a long time. But she went, you know, and she said, but I'd heard bad things about this ministry and everything. She said, the first day I laid on the back pew because I couldn't set up, but I won't heal. She said, and all of a sudden, you know, I thought, I'm not going to believe that accusation I heard about this ministry. I'm going to praise Jesus. And you know what? She started praising Jesus. And one of the morning services, the Holy Spirit came on her and totally healed the woman. She could have believed the lie about that ministry. Somebody says to you, well, you just don't care about people because you know people where they're married in the eyes of God. I've heard people tell me that I'm married in the eyes of God. No, you're not married in the eyes of God. Just cause you fornicating. What, I mean, you believe God for your big cars and all that stuff. Why can't you believe God for a marriage license? I think they're free from what I hear. We ain't the world. We are not the world. We do things God's way. What God joins together, let no man. They had them in the Bible. They come together. The ministers married them. And that's the way God does it. That's the way God wants it. And that's the way it keeps our conscience clear towards God. Hallelujah. No, I tell people all the time. I mean, they're like, well, we can't go to your church. Why not? Because, I mean, we're living. No, y'all shacked up. You jacked up too. If you think I'm going to say, preach to you and tell you, that's all right. God understands. No, stay out of the bed. Stay out of the bed. Well, I'm lonely. Stay out of the bed. Well, you don't understand. Stay out of the bed. Stay right with the Lord. Get married. Don't do it till you get married. Hallelujah. Why can't you do that? But see, the church cannot tolerate. Not, I'm not talking about people now. I'm talking about God tells me don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Some people wanted to go in business with me one time, and I wanted them to. They were in the family, and they were hardworking people and all of that. And I went before the Lord, and I thought about it. I thought, I need somebody that would help me and that would get in there, and they would, you know, they would push the business and all of that. And you know what God spoke to me? He said, forsake. He said, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. And so I just backed up right quick. And I threw all of that thinking I had out. And praise God. And I said, I'm sorry, Lord. I wasn't thinking. Thank you for helping me. Now, I didn't have to go tell that person come back to me, well, what do you think? I didn't go quote scripture to them. You're an unbeliever and I can't have nothing to do with you in business. I don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. You know, and I said, well, I just don't feel led to. And some people are like, oh my God, you gotta be led. Well, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, don't it? Those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, I've thought about committing adultery before, and I can. Now I might get shot. You know, I might lose a leg, and four or five tractors burn up, and I don't know what all might happen. You know, but I can. I mean, I can go. I can go get me a woman on the side, and I could probably keep it hid for a little while till my sin finds me out. Might be fun for a little while because the Bible says there's fun in sin for a season. You know. But you know what it would do? It would bring me out from the covering of God. It would bring me out of the most important thing in my life. That is God be with me and God is for me and who can be against me. It brings me out of that. And the church has got to hear these things, not to feel condemned, not to be looked down on and all of that, but to realize the things that is going to cause you a lot of pain and trouble can be dealt with before it ever happens. You ever feel like you're a woman and you want to be with a woman? Know that that's a demon. That is a demon. You know why I know it's a demon? Because it is contrary to truth. It's contrary to the way God made things. Man wants to be. I could never imagine myself with a man. Now, I'm just telling you, I don't know why men can imagine themselves and go do it. But, I mean, I just cannot imagine me with a man. Nah, not even a weak one. But know that if you ever feel like you're a guy and you want to be with a guy, don't think you're weird. Know that there's a demon. There's demonic spirits. They're trying to get you to not identify to who you are. We're created in the image and likeness of God. And the man is to lead and rule over darkness of his home. Cover his family. He has dominion. He has dominion. He has an anointing to prosper and increase his family. Hallelujah. That is why, you know, I've had people before, they tell me, well, I mean, can't you talk about something other than the Word? And I'll be like, look, dude, you don't know what happened. The Word saved me. You just don't know what happened. The Word saved my marriage. The Word brought me out of poverty mentality. The Word brought me out of committing adultery on my wife and hurting her and everybody else. The Word caused me to start doing my mom and daddy right. I didn't know all of that till I started getting in this Bible right here and finding out why there's so many things going on in people's lives. They can't prosper and all that. I'm talking about Christians because they won't honor their mother and father. That is the first command with promise, the Bible says. And you know what? I mean, you know, there was something else I was going to say, and I got in that. Demons don't have power over Christians. Well, they talk to me and blah, blah, blah. I know that's demonic warfare, but don't wrestle with them. You don't wrestle. I ain't going to lay in bed with the devil all night. Would you please? Come on, don't torment my mind anymore. Come on, man, let me go to sleep. I got to work tomorrow. He ain't going to do it. I shut him off. When my mind's running wild, I bring the Scripture up. I start meditating on the Scripture. When I want my mind under control, I start rehearsing the Scripture. I'll rehearse it if I have to do it all day long. I'll cast down those thoughts and imaginations, and I will come out of my mouth and my mind on the Scripture. See, the Scripture, I told Travis one time, I said, the only way that you're going to know truth in this world is that Bible. I said, so don't never. I told him, he's a young man. And I wasn't trying to preach to him. I said, don't never twist the Scriptures to fit your lifestyle, even if it's against you. You know, I don't myself. I mean, there's many times I didn't be like, Oh man, I know, God understands. No, I've never tried to do that. I'm like, God, help me. You help me, Lord, to conform to the Word. Help me to conform to your image. Help me to conform to your will, Lord. And He will. He'll help you, even though you don't feel like you can make it. You don't feel like you can do it. God's Word is seed, and you get that Word in there, and just like a natural, it's in there working. That seed is working on the inside of you, and it's going to bring forth the harvest of what the Word is. It's going to bring harvest. Somebody told me the other day, they said, how long have you been married, son? I said, 38 years, man. He said, whoa! He said, I've been married 70. I said, I'm catching up. Now, you know what most people would say? I wish I'd have got a divorce a long time ago. That woman, ain't no little ones in here. That hag driving me nuts. I hear it. Then I hear out of women, my husband dumb as dirt. I started to tell one of them one time, he married you. Dumb, ain't he? Dumb. I thought, don't do it. Said, I don't have to be controversial. This Word is not controversial. This word is the kingdom. This Word has been around before man's laws, before man's thinking, before man's figuring out. And you can see all through the Bible, you leave everything up to man, destruction happens every time. But if a man follows God, a woman follows God, then God protects and God raises up and God brings defense to us when we need. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. Don't avenge yourself. See, this thing that's coming is nothing personal to me. Far as I'm concerned, I could care less what people do. You know, just go do it. But when it comes down to my calling and people that I care about, and I'm not even that I don't know. See, I know that if they know the truth will make them free. Give me that John 8, Beth, please. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And he said, I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Somebody, a man that is with a man, and you confront them about what the word of God said. They seek to kill him. Can you see that? Or, you know, tell somebody about tithes and offerings. You know, well, that was under the law. They seek to push me out because my word has no place in them. They seek to kill me, Jesus said. They tried to kill him because the word, and he told them, he said, the word that I speak are not mine, but the Father. He said, I only say what I hear the Father. I only do what I see the Father do. See, when the word came to me in my marriage was majorly screwed up. See, you young people, you never have to go through a messed up marriage ever. I don't care who's been through. People are not your example. That is not the evidence that that's your future. I don't care if mom and them dead, daddy and them dead, cousin and them dead. I don't care. Everybody told me and Teresa wouldn't make it. And the odds was against us, stacked high against us. And when we got born again, we stopped letting people be the example and even ourselves, and went to the Word of God. And the Word of God came to me as I was reading, and it said, husbands, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And I thought, no, I can't do that. She'll take advantage of me. She'll think I'm a sissy. Because I let her know I'm a short guy, but I'm a man. I'll show you. I'll whoop them in the parking lot. I'll run them in Piggly Wiggly. I'll run over them. I'll run into them. I'll kill them. You know, I thought, I won't be a man to her anymore. See how the devil lies? I'm more of a man to my wife right now than I've ever been, praise God. I don't lay a hand on her, praise God, and she knows I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus. And the only reason I say that, because I know who I am. I am a child of the Most High God. I've got God-given rights in that Bible that I got through the Word of God. I love my wife as Christ so loved the church to the best of my ability, and I have protection in my marriage. And she's working on submitting herself to her husband. You know how I know she's not all the way there? The Bible says she can say what she wants to, but the Bible says, I know her by her fruit. Now, I'm not on Teresa. She's submissive. But I'm making a clear example here. Somebody told me, talking to me the other day, and I said, well, I mean, you know, they used to wouldn't do that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, I don't, talking about somebody, and they're not living right, not doing right, not going to do right, and they'll say to other Christians and all that, and they'll just do you wrong and all that stuff, you know. And I'm pulled up, and I got out of my truck, and I stood there, and I said, listen to me clearly. I said, we know who's Christians and who ain't. I said, no, you don't have to be perfect. No, ain't none of us perfect. I said, but the Bible clearly tells me that I will know them by their fruit. So for me to say something, praise God, to some of y'all, you know, about change, that ain't right, or blah, 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 I'm not judging you. The Bible says it. See, if I'm wrong, I mean, she's my best critic. She's not a critic, but I mean, she's one of the best ones. She's one of the best ones that's not afraid.
You ain't right. I'm telling you right now, that is not right, and you need to get it right.
And I walk in here, and some of y'all know some stuff, and you don't say nothing. Well, he's the pastor. Well, I'm not seeing good, maybe. Maybe if the Lord's showing you something, you see something, praise God, maybe you need to bring that out. Why do I feel a heaviness? Stay plugged in. Praise God. You know me by my fruit. People know this church by the fruit of it. Kind of like this right here. Come a snowstorm one time. And I've been notorious. And I wouldn't call off a service. I don't care come hell or high waters. Jesus would have to tell. I was hoping Teresa would get in agreement with me one morning. Snow on the ground, all kind of stuff. And I asked her about it. And she said, what did the Lord say? I said, well, I hadn't asked you. See, in the natural, but you know what? Well, come on. I said, glory to God. You're right. Praise God. He can melt the snow under my tires. He can cause me to drive on ice and not have a wreck. Bless God in the name of Jesus. And I come down here by faith. And you know what? There was a church over yonder. They called off service, and them people wanted to go to church. And they called each other and got together, and they said, we know where we can go to church this morning. And they said, where's that? And they said, that's Scotty Weston down there in Bluntsville. I guarantee you he's having church. You know why? The fruit that they saw, I didn't even know they saw any. But they saw the fruit of us. They saw the fruit of this ministry. They come on down in ice storms and we had a good old time in the Lord. Hallelujah. But Jesus said here, he said, we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. People's told me over the years, well, I don't believe you have to tithe. And I said, well, you won't be bothered with prosperity, and that makes them mad. Why? They don't receive the word. I didn't want it either. But I'm glad I got past my mind. I'm glad I renewed my mind. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I set me up a Robin Hood account. And I'm thinking, I'm going to prosper somehow, you know, bro. I'm going to invest in stocks and stuff like that's what I'm thinking. So I prayed about it, you know, went about a month about it and all that stuff, asking people, hey, y'all ever traded? Blah, who do you use? What platform? You know, just trying to gain some knowledge. The Bible says, ponder the path of our feet, all our ways be established. And come down to it, I couldn't find it in here. You know, I've still got the account, never got it kicking. I got everything set up. You know, and the Lord told me, he said, why don't you invest in your business? I said, well, Lord, I do. He said, why don't you upgrade your duck lifts? Why don't you invest in your business? Invest in the kingdom. Sow chunks in the kingdom. Well, that wouldn't be a gamble. I'm gambling on the stock market. It's a gamble. You put it in there, you could lose it all, every bit of it. Quickly, just gone. I mean, you know, you put $5,000 in there in the stock market, that one crashed, and you're like, woo, I got $1.99 left. Where'd it go out there? So I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to invest that way. That's what I'm going to do. Well, it wasn't just too long, you know, in there in Teresa. I've been thinking about something. I thought, oh, man. Here she goes, thinking about something. She said, you know, the Lord, she said, I believe the Lord wants us to help people, you know, with natural things. I believe, and we've always believed that. You know, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, Lord, I'm just seeking you about investing, you know. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed. See, that word secures me from destruction financially. That might just seem like a quoted scripture, but that scripture was written by Jesus. And he said, if you give, it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken it. That is a covenant that God made with us, spoken through Jesus, that will happen to the ones that embrace it, praise God. Well, you know, I mean, people today, some people today, they can't see the relevance of tithing. Because they're, I mean, they and the only reason that is because Proverbs 3 said, trust the Lord. They don't trust the Lord. You don't tithe, you don't trust the Lord. If you know you're supposed to tithe and you ain't tithing, you don't trust the Lord. See how that's like? I can't believe he said that. That's what the Bible says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is proof that you don't. My lack of giving to my last $2 that morning and learned a valuable lesson that has never happened to me again. $2 I didn't give out of disobedience to the Lord, and it cost me a lot more that I borrowed and all kinds of things. It happened. It opened the door. It was not God doing it. God was trying to stop it. And the $2 would have given him the avenue to come in there. And you know what, praise God? I mean, I learned a valuable lesson over that $2. $2 wouldn't even bought nothing but a bag of loaf bread. Middle of the week, Wednesday, work the job. Don't tell me I don't know how it is to give because I've always just had money. No, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. I started out with a wrench. I started out with a ratchet. I started out with a rusted down Chevrolet pickup and a dream from the Lord. I started out in the will of God, still in the will of God today in the garage door business. I could be doing a lot. I've got CDLs and all kinds of things. I could be making $250, $300 a day driving a truck, but I'd be out of the will of the Lord. And that's how come I always say faith begins where the will of God is known. Y'all that's going to get married, you better be before the Lord. You better be asking the Lord who and all of that, because you can't look for just the good-looking ones. Don't look for the hot ones in the school and determine that's who you want. No, you look on the inside and you say, God, I only want who you want. I want to be hooked with the one that you want when you want, God. And I'm going to believe you, Lord, that no weapons in between that will prosper. I thank you, Lord. I will not be set up with anybody that is demonic. They can act like Christians if they want to. But if they want to sleep with you, young lady, they are not godly. Or they want to sleep with you, young man, or they're not godly. Or get you to try to, that one tried to get Travis to crawl out of his window, but he had a holy fear. He had a holy fear. He's going to leave one time, and Teresa told him, she said, I'm going to call the law, and they're going to pick you up in Bluntsville. She said, get all your clothes off here, and we're going to let you have that underwear. We bought it. See, I mean, that stuff, you know, that's not ungodly for you to set down standards and rules for your kids and your grandkids like you're some demon. The world says you're a demon if you spank them. I mean, you know, but you know what? The Bible says get a rod. It says get a rod, an iron one. One translation said hit them with a rod, and it'll beat that out of them. No wonder kids don't like the Bible right there. But you know what, praise God? I guarantee you Travis is 30-something years old today, and he can tell you some of the things, the standards that we had helped him. If he'd really be honest, he'd have to tell you they helped him. They helped him, you know. He told me one time, you know, he come to me one time, and he said, "Nah, I just can't live up to your standards." And I said, well, son, I hadn't put none on you. my lifestyle made him, I don't know what happened. I mean, his mama was more strict on him than me. You are going to church. You are going to fast. Give me that game. Go tear out everything. If there's anything the money can hear, it's out of here. I mean, she wouldn't have none of that Pokemon, and Christians think that garbage is okay today. Just let them play with Pokemon. Give them a Ouija board. Why don't you let them have all kind of fun? Teach them how to do tarot cards. Teach them how to do witchcraft. Let it be in their bed. Travis is having nightmares, and come to find out he had got some kind of little troll or something. A troll? Didn't know where it came. He might have stole it somewhere. Who knows? Said he didn't know, but he lied. he don't really know. But you know what? That was causing him to have nightmares. And Teresa, we had just started hearing where Benny Hinn was talking about doing some spiritual house cleaning. And he began to give scripture. See how faithful God is? He began to give scriptures to us about how demonic things are attached to things. You know, when you allow it into your possession, you're allowing them spirits in your house. And he started having nightmares. Teresa got that out of there. Then he started having dreams about Peter coming. Oh, it was John Hagin. Talking about doing some, that's where I found out about Halloween. That's why I do not participate in Halloween, because that invites, now you do what you want to at your house, but I can't invite them here. Monty, we're going to watch a movie down at the men's thing here for too long. Comedy night. Yeah, and Monty thinks this movie will be a good movie, you know. And he asked, could we watch it down there? And so I told Teresa, I said, get me that movie. I said, I need to watch that movie first. And I said, because I'm responsible. See, you are responsible, Granny, for your house. I'm responsible for my house. I'm responsible for this house. So I told Teresa, get me that movie. Finally, she found it. We rented it. And I watched it, see if I'm going to approve of it to be in our ears at the men's meet or the family night. Nothing wrong with Monty. And I was hoping when I told Monty that he wouldn't think nothing about it. But he talked about some things. It was my duty, and it was a perfect time this morning talking about what Teresa was talking about down them lines. Me and him was before she did Sunday school. And so I went and I watched that movie to make sure that what I let you hear is you don't find out while you're listening. Why? Because I'm responsible for this house. I'm responsible for my house. That's why I don't do Halloween. I'm not doing trunk or treat, under treat, trunk treat, up treat, down treat, none treat. I'm not doing no pumpkin carving. Can't find it in the Bible. I find it as a pagan worship. And it is in the Bible from an Eastern religion that come down here and got away from more. It brought into the churches. I'm not down. Do what you want to. Don't get mad at me. Hey, get your Bible. Find it out. I don't care if your church did it forever. It don't mean that God's okay with it and going to anoint anything that you do in that, even though you might be replacing it with, you know, let the kids have, you know, whatever fun and all that stuff. See, I'm not going to partake in that pagan worship. Now, if we want to have a youth night service, no nothing, no costumes, no apple bobbing and all. Come on, somebody. We went to Doris's one time. We'd taught Travis. He's about 7, 8. I don't know how old he was. And she's got the ghost and the goblins and trick or treat. Just wait. I mean, you know, we wasn't trying to make Doris feel bad or nothing. I mean, but we found out that we're partaking in some darkness. And once we found that out, we determined that we wasn't going to let Travis partake in that. Oh, it's just kids' fun. See, that's what the devil lies to you about. Denying the kids fun and all that. Don't let him lie to you. Just go buy them kids a big bag of candy and a big old fat toy and tell them, here you go. And see if they don't roll around the floor. They better off. You bought it. You didn't have nothing. They didn't have nothing to do with. You can use these ways. I'd buy Travis candy. Buy him candy all year. Hallelujah. But you know what? Go to Nana's house. She had ghosts and goblins and pumpkins and lanterns and light on bowls full of candy, I guess, for the kids. And Travis goes in. We didn't say nothing. we walked in and Travis told her, said, Nana, that's ungodly. Or something down that. Is that what he said? We didn't even say nothing to her. I probably wasn't going to say nothing to her. I've never known her do it again, to my knowledge. Brought conviction on him through him saying that. But you know what? I feel kind of like a little tension. You know, yeah, it's going to cause you to be the bad guy in your family. Yeah, it's going to cause you to be the bad pastor down here in Bluntsville. Don't let us have no fun or nothing. Oh, man, we got to be lax. No, we're not modern. We don't change and get modern like the world. Jesus is the same today, yesterday. Witchcraft is witchcraft from way back yonder, and witchcraft is witchcraft now. Fornication was fornication back yonder, and Jesus didn't come and say, well, we got to tolerate everything. We just got to tolerate so we don't offend anybody. We're not trying to offend anybody. The world loved me when I was in the world. We party and all that. But when I got born again, I come out, then I wasn't as welcome at their house as I was. Why? Because I come out of the world. Now my life began to convict them. My life began to change for God. And I felt lonely one time. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I've lost everybody that was friends with me, some of my family. He said, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what have you profited? He said, I'm a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He said, see, just let your light shine. He said, don't try to be controversial, but just live for me. And if it comes up, well then praise God. I mean, I was taunted at the time clock. So I understand the pressures of people around you trying to get you to bend and bow, trying to get you to steal like you used to, all kind of stuff, you know. And so, I mean, I understand the pressures of that. But I also understand the power of the gospel. The word of God, once it is embraced and stood up for and all of that, that's how come I don't celebrate Christmas the way the world does. Christmas to me is about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When I give the grandkids gifts, I tell them Jesus. These came from Jesus. Because without Jesus, Papa wouldn't have the money probably to buy you one. Without Jesus, I let them know it's all about Jesus. And the gifts, sure, they're going to have fun for about 10 minutes and then they're done with that. So I want to encourage you this morning, as this world pushes in on us, praise God, we're going to shine brighter if we don't waver from the Word of God, from our convictions on the inside. No, I don't want nobody in my family to be defeated, offended at me. But if you don't serve Jesus, you're not going to make it. The Bible says if you're not for me, you are against me. I didn't write that, but that's what the Bible says. And you know what? When they call about all that trouble, I point him to Jesus. Somebody wanted me to do something here a while back, and I don't know if they follow the Lord. They say they do. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, and all of that stuff, you know. And then they begin to tell me what they'd like for me to do, and it's going to put pressure on me and all that, you know. And, well, what do you think? And I said, I don't think. I said, why don't you find out what Jesus is saying to you? Oh, well, I got to go. I said, really? I said, okay. I said, that's the best thing for you to do is talk to Jesus. If you say you're a Christian. See, now I became a little bad guy right then. A little controversy right then. Well, I don't got all the answers to your problems, but His name is Jesus. And if you'll get down and get serious with Him and ask Him and seek Him, you will find and knock and study that Word and get the Word on it. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Then when they come, they won't prosper. I just told a big company, I told them, I said, I've got no down payment on those doors that I ordered for you, you know, but this job right here. Now, this is a big company, thousands of dollars. And so I just come out of my mouth and I told him, I said, you've got to, if I don't have the down payment by Monday, I'm canceling it. I'm canceling the order. I've got one order, it's about $25,000 job on the trailer already in my shop. I've got that job and that job right there. And I told him, I said, I'm not paying for your doors. The Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no. That ain't in between. Well, I understand, man. No, you gonna understand. I will cancel that. I will hook to my trailer and I will take the rest of your doors up into your shop. And you're going to pay me the rest you owe me on those doors. And then, men, you'll be done. What about all that money you're going to lose? I'm not after that money. God put me in that place. God can bless you. God will bless you. This world is not my source, and it's not your source. And when we put Him first, bless God, you can do the right thing right there, and He'll open another door that'll bless you greater than that door. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we, and when these doors open up to get us to compromise what our convictions are based on the Bible, then we stand. If we have to go in the fiery furnace, we're going. If we have to go in the lion's den, we're going. If they want to take my 501c, fine. If the other churches want to pull my license because they don't agree with my stand on the word, fine, pull them. And I expect you to be a warrior like that too. I know you are. Don't baby your family members that is lost. They gonna bust hell wide open. If they do not get saved, they will not make it to heaven. And if we sit back and we don't tell them, you don't leave here without Jesus, then it's our fault. Rich man with millions of dollars, I took the chance of losing 40 acres that he's going to sell me for $12,000. And I had this thought, if I go tell him about Jesus, then he's going to tell me I can't have that land. And I told the devil, I said, let me tell you something, devil. That land is not worth his soul. I told Satan, I said, I'm going down there. I said, if he never sells me that land or even don't give it to me, I don't get it, fine. As long as he don't leave here without Jesus. And I went to that rich man laying on the bed, started asking him, are you right with the Lord? I'm a good man. He said, I've been good. I said, all of that Nicodemus said in there. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. Your goodness is not going to get you to heaven. He told me, and I told him, I told that rich man, he said, I've made too much money to be comfortable. I said, I can't wrap my head around that right now, mister. I called his name, you know, and I said, but one thing I want you to understand is you being a good person and take care of your family and all of that, that's good. I said, you told me you ain't going to live very long. I said, you don't know Jesus. Based on what you're telling me, you ain't right with him. I said, whatever you do, sir, I called his name. I said, whatever you do, I'm looking straight in his eyes. I said, whatever you do, don't leave this planet without Jesus. You know why? Because that Bible is very clear to me. For believers to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. For non-believers, they are going to be cast into outer darkness, separated from Lord, where the flame is quenched not. They're going to be in flames for eternity. I know our mind can't comprehend that, but that scripture says that's the way it's going to be. And I'm gonna turn more toward the scripture to be right than what I think. We need to be inviting people to church. Well, I've invited them, you know. We don't want to push it on nobody. No. Everybody needs to. I just heard the other day, and I told my pastor, I heard the other day, you know, that one big church and some are saying the church is going into a direction in the future that it's just going to be house churches, you know. And it started out that way back under. It started out that way back under, just going to be house churches. And I told my pastor, I said, well, I said, the Lord ain't told me nothing about none of that. I said, until he comes, unless he tells me different, I'm going to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together at the place that God anointed and appointed for us. I said, and he ain't told me nothing else about it. I'm not following the trend of other churches. I don't know if they right or not. That's not my business. I don't need my neighbor coming by over telling me how to run my house. Because I'll just come out and say, go to your house. Go to the neighbor's over and try that. He'll shoot you. He don't want love like me. Go over and tell him that. I don't try to follow the pattern of my neighbors. So I want to encourage you. I mean, when we get it strong like this, I feel really good. Because I feel like this is fortifying us. This is building us up. This is getting us ready and for what we're already facing right now. I mean, for the last 4 years, they tried to impeach a man that they found nothing wrong with. Not one thing have they found wrong with him that they could do anything. And they're still trying. I've never seen a time that they would attack the most highest person on the planet, you know, the way that they've attacked him, and we let them get by with it. First starts in the spirit realm, praying over our nation. And I told Teresa yesterday, I said, we do what we do in the natural. See, if you don't pray and you're a Christian and you don't pray, you're just going to stay out of it. You're letting them win. When you could pick up the gun, you could pick up your weapon and start doing warfare from your place. Hallelujah. Not really warfare, but just lifting them up. See, it's our duty. It's our duty. We pull Travis out of public school because they're not filling his head full of garbage. Got to read a book, had all kind of cussing in it. That boy had never heard a cuss word. Teresa goes and reads the book before he reads it. Don't you know that's smart? Don't let them read it and then find out all the junk's in it. They done read it. So Teresa goes to the school over there and she takes the book. She says, he's not going to read this kind of stuff. He don't read this. And she said, well, it's just mandatory to school, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Not into teacher. Can't skip over it, see? I don't worry about it. It's just a little cuss word. Don't worry about it. They're smart enough, they can discern it. The eye is a light to the soul. Scripture says. And you know what people told me? Yeah, Teresa's just too hard. I mean, y'all, you can't even stay in school. I mean, y'all, a cuss word in the book? They told me one time, they said, well, you got Travis in a spiritual prison. You know, can't watch nothing. I said, oh, no, can't watch witchcraft and lying and sex and, you know, and all of that cheating on each other, all them soap operas. Teresa wanted me to be like Tom. Was his name Tom? Who was it? Oh, yeah. Well, I thought I'm not going to be like Tom and her. Tom's life's messed up. I figured out all of them people's messed up. Now I'm straight. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you.